the program for Wednesday, Fathers. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for today on this Wednesday morning. Psalms 90. This has gotten our attention thus far this week. In this psalm of Moses, we see man, we see God in sharp contrast. And so today we want to apply these truths that we have learned. God is from everlasting to everlasting, and man's days are very short and troubled. So from these truths, let's gather other truths as we apply this to our lives from this psalm. All right, the first truth, as we notice in the first part of the psalm, it reads, says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Yes, the Almighty God of eternity is from everlasting to everlasting. Man's not. In his frailty, he is soon gone from here. Therefore, fragile man needs to look to this God for a dwelling place, as he says. You're a hiding place, a place of refuge. God is a source of real security and stability during man's brief stay upon this earth. The writer declared in Deuteronomy 33:27, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This Almighty One, as acclaimed by Moses, has been our dwelling place in all generations. One generation comes on the scene and another goes. But the godly of each have found a refuge in the eternal God. God goes on forever. As the scriptures say, he is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, and the God of every generation that looks to him. May we avail ourselves of this rock of security and stability during the storms of life. So that's the first lesson. Look to the one who is from everlasting to everlasting. The second lesson, the scripture reads, the days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. And notice what he says. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Here's a lesson. We are not going to be here very long at the most on this earth. And the smart person will be ever aware of this, and he'll make the most of the time that he does have here. We will number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. The writer of Proverbs tells us that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom there in Proverbs 9, verse 10, and he repeats this many times. The wise person will serve the God who made him. He will not waste the precious years. In his quest for the meaning of life, the writer of Ecclesiastes summed it up by saying this. He had tried many things, futile, dead-end streets, and he sums it up by saying, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. That's the Ecclesiastes 12, the last two verses, verses 13 and 14. Just one little heartbeat divides us from eternity. Time to us is salvation. Today is the day of salvation, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 6:2. And 2 Peter 3:9 tells us that he is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all men should come to repentance. Oh, let's make the most of that, realizing that we should serve him now, and time is short, redeeming the time because the days are evil, as the Apostle Paul said there in Ephesians chapter 5. How we need to do this. The person who doesn't do this, who doesn't redeem the time, who doesn't take the advice to teach us to number our days, to apply our hearts to wisdom, and he leaves God out, I'm afraid we'll be a fool forever. Oh, what a great psalm this is, and what great lessons here. The lessons on the eternal God, and the lessons on sinful, frail, and man with a brief lifespan. May we anchor our souls in God, and may we apply our hearts to wisdom to live for him this year. Thank you for listening today.